We have some breaking news, and we wanted to get this to you quick. So we are live right now on August 14th around 11:30, and I am joined by the one and only L.A. Marzulli. We are here because something broke yesterday late on the Joe Rogan podcast, and this is really not new information to us, but this is new information getting out to the public. And so on between Joe Rogan and Ana Paulina Luna, something was said, and we're going to comment about that in just a moment. So, LA, it's great to have you with us.
John, always great to be here. And, yeah, I mean, I woke up this morning. This was in my feed. I just went, oh, my gosh, here we go. And then you texted me. And since then, I've got like a half a dozen emails. So, yeah, I mean, we got to get on this ASAP.
Yeah. So you sent me this clip, and I'm just going to play this. And LA, I want you to stop us whenever sure. we get to something that you want to comment about here. But sounds this is good. Representative Ana Paulina Luna on the Joe Rogan podcast.
I'll also tell you, and this might sound crazy, but based on our investigations and stuff that we've seen, okay, there is definitely something that I think would rival what we know currently with physics and a tech that potentially is out there that we don't have the ability to reproduce, because it would basically be like dropping a cell phone right off back during the time of maybe caveman.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, there it is. So the technology is so advanced, and the analogy there is really good. A cell phone, you know, back to Neanderthal days. Well, let's, first of all, I mean, that's a 3-hour conversation, which we don't have time to get into. But, you know, a cell phone, let's say back 3,000 years ago, everybody yep. be going like, you know what? How does this work, right? I mean, the technology is just mind-boggling in what we see. And as you'll, which is a great analogy for her. So she's saying that whatever this, whoever is behind it, this technology is so far advanced. And, that, and then she compares it to a cell phone to a caveman. He wouldn't know what to do with it.
Right.
And that's where we are. That's where we are.
Yeah. So here we go.
So like, we just don't have the tech to develop it yet. What I can also tell you is based on our interviews, and this has been something that you can go back and watch with the congressional hearings, but I was actually able to ask some of the witnesses, you know, what are these things? And they keep saying interdimensional. And then when you talk about the interdimensional aspect of, you know, are these things pre-existing, maybe outside of what we currently know as our own dimension, that stuff can kind of all sound crazy. But at the end of the day, you know, my job as an investigator is to receive all the information, decipher it, and then ultimately from a congressional aspect, if you do have contractors that are withholding information or operating outside of the purview of the federal government, I mean, there's budgetary issues, but there's definitely something that I can tell you with confidence that exists that we don't know how to explain currently.
So I think that's a good place to stop there, LA. Before Joe jumps in, I want to hear what LA has to say.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable. I mean, this is a congresswoman. So let's walk through it. First of all, it's not someone like me, you know, who's been kicked out of churches for talking about UFOs, becoming great deception, but we won't go there. And I wear that, you know, with a badge of honor. Mm-hmm. Now we've got a congresswoman, real smart woman. She's a pilot, real smart lady. You don't sit in the halls of Congress if you're a doofus. Well, that's not true.
Well, that's debatable, but
that's debatable. That's what I said. But she's not. She's sharp. She's right. articulate. She's on the cutting edge. But it's basically a dog and pony show, because we're never going to get to the bottom of this like this. You know, these people that show up, like Commander David Fravor, whistleblower, Luis Elizondo, another whistleblower, Admiral Gaudelet, whistleblowers, and others who have come on the record in the congressional hearings. They're all stating that the phenomenon is real. So it's no mm-hmm. longer, you know, coast to coast, George Norrie or, you know, John B. Wells or L.A. Marzulli's podcast, putting myself in league with those guys.
It's up there.
It's,
up there.
It's okay. But, you know, now it's the halls of Congress. It's a congresswoman, Ana Paulina Luna, and others that are telling us that the phenomenon is real and that the technology that's there is so far above anything that we have, we don't even know how to deal with it. And contractors have been back engineering it. That's what she's saying. Mm-hmm. Contractors are back engineering this. How do we know that? Philip Corso had a book called The Day After Roswell. Some people in the UFO community poo-pooed it. I didn't. I believed it. Deathbed confession. He passed away about a year after the book was published. And in that, he talks about having all this technology which he then gave to the public sector that back engineered it. You go back into the 90s, and I interviewed at the Little Alien. This is way back in 1993, 94, 92, somewhere in that window of time. I'd have to go back and look, long time ago. And Bob Lazar showed up at the Little Alien, which is right out, which is in Rancho, Nevada, right outside Area 51, and S4, where Bob Lazar worked. And I got to talk to him, and I used to watch, I bought the video and watched it, you know, numerous times, and always believed in what he was saying. As a sort of an amateur student of body language, I mean, Lazar is telling the truth as he knows it. There's no doubt about it. Anna Paulina Luna is telling you the truth as she knows it. I mean, there's no doubt. And Lazar said that he was hired and flown into Area 51, S4, to back engineer the propulsion system. Now, this is in the 90s. And, there's no such thing as UFOs. Oh, it's all a conspiracy, tinfoil hat wearing, not alone. And that's what, you know, that's how the whole thing was painted until 2017, which, by the way, shameless plug, is the first rung on the ladder of disclosure, where Commander David Fravor says whatever this tic-tac-shaped object that he encountered over the Pacific Ocean shot away like a bullet out of a gun, 50 miles in 2 seconds, was not from this earth. So it's being rolled out, but very slowly. And as a ufologist that's been studying this phenomena for decades, I find it really interesting that finally we're getting the powers that be to admit via, you know, vis-a-vis Anna Paulina Luna, that they are not extraterrestrial. They are interdimensional. And that changes the equation. It moves the needle into our paradigm where we hold that these are not extraterrestrials, that these are the watchers, the fallen ones.
Right.
And people go, well, why do fallen angels need technology? That's a 3-hour conversation. but there's technology all throughout the biblical prophetic narrative.
Yeah, there is. Well, let's hear what Joe Rogan had to say in response to that. And then we'll be cutting in and out as we need to.
When you say that it operates outside our understanding of physics, what specifically are you saying? Like what happened?
I guess break it down in simple terms is that I think that some of the tech that exists, that whatever these things have, these energy things have.
What do you mean?
Well, they call them interdimensional beings. I think that they can actually operate through the time spaces that we currently have. And that's.
You want to jump in there, LA?
Oh, I do. Absolutely.
All right.
So in our film, another shameless plug. Thank you, Gil Zimmerman, my business partner. But, you know, we are the only, I'm boasting here, but we're the only Christian ministry. We have 10 films on the whole UFO phenomena. So one of the films is on abductions. And that in itself is the deep end of the pool. So I'm taking our listeners and just, you know, we're not prepping them. We're not, you know, giving them little floaties and noodles to have fun in the shallow end. We're taking your audience and my audience and throwing them into the deep end of the pool. Daniel 2:43 says this, their seed will mingle with the seed of men. Whose seed? Well, the watcher's seed. It's not mankind. Genesis 3:15, your seed, your offspring will be at enmity with, at war with the seed of the woman. That opens the door to the rest of the biblical prophetic narrative. So now we leap into modernity. You're laying in bed, and all of a sudden you have the feeling, the overwhelming feeling of fear that something is in the room. You wake up, and you're paralyzed. You can't move, but you can move your eyes, and you look to your left, or whatever, and there are these little gray beings. Next thing you know, you're levitating off the bed. Now you're being floated towards the window, and you're thinking to yourself, are they going to open the window? They don't open the window. You go through the window into a beam of light. You usually black out at that point. Then you find yourself, not every abductee experiences this next part, but you wake up on the cold metal table, and the grays are standing around you, and they're performing sadistic experimentation on you. No, thank you. The point is, these entities can manipulate space, time, matter, and energy that in ways that defy our physics. So we've talked about this before, John. I just want to throw from a biblical perspective now. So there's a guy chained to a wall in a prison, and there's a bunch of other people that are chained to the wall, and they're all talking. Suddenly, everybody goes to sleep except this one guy. They all just kind of nod out like this, except this one guy. This entity just comes through the wall and appears and says, get your things. And the chains drop off. Then the prison door opens by itself. How does that work? You know, this entity isn't fumbling for a skeletal key, you know, trying to pick the lock. The door just opens. Then they walk out and all the guards are passed out and asleep. How is that possible? How are they all literally switched off? They get to the end of the hallway and the prison door opens by itself. They walk out. He's a free man. And then the entity disappears.
Well, that's preposterous. What are you talking about?
It's in our Bibles. That's Peter's jailbreak. It's right there. And that angel that comes in is manipulating space, time, matter, and energy in ways that completely defy our physics. So we've got a biblical narrative right there in you know, in the book of Acts, right there, which it sounds exactly like an abduction, except it's one of the good guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Let's go on. Hear what she has to say next.
It's not something that I came up with on my own. That's based on stuff that we've seen. That's based on information that we've been told. And then also, too, I think that there's this historical aspect of, you know, this gets into the deeper theories and concepts of religion. And I think the history that we currently know, and that kind of spins off into another topic of, you know, you have the modern day Bible, you have this aspect of Bibles that are books of the Bible that have been removed that explain and kind of touch on these topics. And I think that we're in a time and age where you have such a vast amount of information that we have access to via social media, via your cell phone, via the internet. And so it's really changing the way that we understand, you know, the origins of life and the spiritual reality that we know.
When you say,
all right, I can see your face right there, LA. What's your response to that right there?
It's just unbelievable. I mean, it's just incredible. You know, she's when she talks about passages of the biblical prophetic narrative being removed, it's not that they're removed. It's just that it's not taught. The seed war, Genesis 3:15, is not something that's taught, which sets up, it's the gateway to the rest of the Bible. That's why in the book, Rungs of Disclosure, shameless plug again, right behind me there, you know, we talk about the seed war because it's the gateway to the rest of the biblical narrative. And, you know, why would, when, here's the deal. When Jesus, you know, she's talking about this. Anna, I love you. Love to shake your hand. You're doing a great job. But here's the deal. When Jesus talks about, it'll be like the days of Noah when he returns, that's 2,000 years ago. So here's the kicker. Everyone knows exactly what he's talking about. How do we know that? Because Josephus, the first century Jewish historian, writes that the bones of a Nephilim were openly on display in Jerusalem at the time of his writing. So it's before AD 70, because Jesus is preaching like AD 30. So 40 years later, yeah, the Romans came in, destroy everything. Probably the bones of a Nephilim were destroyed too. Who knows? But Josephus knows that they were there. So when Jesus says, hey, it's going to be like the days of Noah, everybody knows what he's talking about. Oh my gosh, is he talking about the Nephilim returning? Talking about the influx of fallen angels? They all know. Now, 300 years later in the fourth century, you get this knucklehead, Julius Africanus, who comes up with the Sethite theory because they don't like the idea that angels would procreate with humankind. And right. Everything was allegorized, Augustine, Julius Africanus, and this whole Sethite theory comes into purview. This is it. And now in seminaries, this is what's taught. So pastors have no idea of what's going on. They're not taught the seed war. They have no idea what the days of Noah is. Genesis 6, oh, the sons of God. These are the, you know, the godly line of Seth and the women of earth. Those were those naughty hoochie mamas of Cain. But that's not what the Bible says. And everyone in Jesus' day knew exactly what he was talking about. So it's interesting that, you know, she's referencing the biblical prophetic narrative. Welcome to my wheelhouse. That's why we have all these films and books and everything else. We've been banging this drum forever. But we are in the days of Noah. The breeding program is going on. Absolutely. Hybrids are walking amongst us. Again, everything I just said, that's all in the deep end of the pool. And we haven't had time to, you know, when I'm speaking at a conference, John, I bring people very, very slowly. I remember right. I was speaking at John Kilpatrick's church years ago, and he sat me down at lunch over some crawfish. Now, you're going to love this crawfish, Mr. Mazzullo. And I realize it's a dreadful imitation. But anyway, I'm having fun. It's early in the morning. I'm still buzzed on the coffee. But he said, you got to bring my people in really slow. And so I took, you know, his admonition to heart. Because he's bringing me in. He's the pastor. He knows his people. And I went back to my hotel room, and I added 20 slides all from the biblical, to really cement the idea that everything we're about to talk about is based in the biblical prophetic narrative. And that has not changed. Hats off to you, John Kilpatrick.
Yeah.
Interdimensional beings, that they know that these are interdimensional beings. How do they know that?
That, so based on testimony, would be based on witnesses that have come forward. But what I can tell you is
the witnesses were told that they've seen things.
And what I can tell you without getting into classified conversations is that there have been incidences that I believe where very credible people have reported that there have been movement outside of time and space.
That's very vague.
Yeah. So, look.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Look. Have I seen a portal open? No. Have I seen a spaceship? Personally, no. Have I seen evidence of this? Yes. Have I seen photo documentation of aircraft that I believe were not made by mankind? Yes. Is there historical significance to this? Yes. Is there multiple events that go back to, I would argue, maybe even before the time of Christ that have documented this in text? Yes. So do I believe that the government has access to certain technology? Yes, to an extent. And I believe that certain contractors potentially have back engineered this tech. I think that that's what can explain the advancements that we're seeing. But I also believe that this is a dangerous level of hidden information from the American people, because if you have an aspect of the federal government, which I can tell you, I, with two other members of Congress, were denied access to information at Eglin Air Force Base pertaining
there. Okay. Denied access. Tell me about it, LA.
Here we go. And I said this on my show a couple of weeks ago. What President Trump and J.D. Vance and this whole crew, what they need to do is they need to get 500 of the best of the best of the best, right? And they need to show up in two places simultaneously, synchronize their watches, show up at Area 51 and show up at Wright Pat unannounced and go, okay, we've had it up to here, because no president that I'm aware of has ever gotten into either of those two places. Deep underground stuff. Oh, there's nothing to see here, really? Then why can't we come in and look at it? Area 51, S4, that's where all the goods are. Wright-Patterson Field, we know that the bodies that were recovered from the Roswell crash were flown into Roswell. And I get, we're deep into the pool. LA, how many deathbed confessions do we need to have? Signed affidavits from people who saw the bodies. It was not a weather balloon. Stop lying to us. That's what they need to do if they want to get to the bottom of it. Because this is, and this is really problematic, and she touches on it. She is a sitting congresswoman. There is an outside agency that's not accountable to anything, certainly not to the American people. And we need to get to the bottom of it, just like the Smithsonian Institute. I'm going to leapfrog here. Uh-huh. Right? Just recently, you're talking about the Smith. What do they have? Why can't we look at it? And why is it that it's funded by taxpayer money? Not all of it, but most of it is, right? Why is it that they promulgate the Darwinian theory endlessly when it's nothing more than a theory? And as a Christian, we find that incredibly offensive. But that's it. And if you say anything else, you're reading the Ramus. Excuse me. You know, you're believing in something that's never even been proven. And now with the complexity of the deoxyribonucleic acid, double helix of life, spiral of life, the DNA molecular structure, we know that this thing just didn't fall off a tree someplace. Okay? There's a creator. But you're going to say, just like the ancient alien folks, we are visited by ancient aliens and they created all life on this planet. This is the coming great deception. This is it. And I talked about this at the Prophecy Watchers conference, and you were there when I delivered that message. How do you get to a one world government? This is exactly how you do it. A one world religious system. When they show up, oh, we are progenitors. We created all life on this planet. And they can manipulate space, time, matter, and energy. And they have all the toys. It just dazzles everything. What's alarming in Anna Paulina Luna, Bully for Her, she touches on it. She points to it. There is this entity which is not accountable to anybody at all. And that goes against our Constitution.
To whistleblowers, because of the fact, and we can get into that story on what happened at Eglin in a second, but we were denied access and told that we don't have security clearance or the read-in authority on a special access program. That's a problem, because I'm supposed to represent and be an investigative body, and you have then people who are unelected that are operating basically in secrecy, and that's a problem.
There we go, LA.
You know, it's a huge problem. And that's why, I mean, it sounds a little, you know, draconian, I guess, a little sensationalistic on my part to get 500, you know, Marines and just show up at Area 51 and show up at Wright Pat and demand, you know, and have the cameras rolling. We want to see what you guys have in here, because this is where we know for a fact, when I say that, we've had too many whistleblowers in the last 70 plus years come forward from the whole Roswell crash. We saw the bodies. We saw the craft. I flew the craft. They're here. We know that they're there. I mean, it's like, you know, they lie and they do so habitually. Nothing to see here. It's just a weather balloon. You're a conspiracy theorist. Oh, wait, you're wearing your tinfoil hat. That's exactly it, right? You got your tinfoil hat on, buddy. Yeah, you're a conspiracy theorist. Maybe you're drinking too much or smoking marijuana. Like Cheech and Chong, that really annoys me, that whole commercial. But I digress as usual. The bottom line is I don't have my tinfoil hat on. I've been studying this phenomena for decades. And the phenomenon is real, burgeoning, not going away. It is the coming great deception. It is the way that you completely, it's a mega lever. You completely turn the entire focus of the planet on this phenomenon when they show up. And they're going to show up. How do we know that? And I would ask if Anna Paulina Luna is watching this, go to YouTube and Google 2024 Super Bowl, hello down there. You and I have talked about this. Mm-hmm. It is predictive programming, mile-wide craft all over the planet. And all it takes, just think about this, you have a nuke going off anywhere, and that creates the greatest climate of fear that's collectively been experienced collectively by the entire human race. And because we're all linked up, we'll all watch it. That's when they show up, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, LA, as you texted me this morning, we've got another rung of disclosure.
We do. Absolutely. Ladder.
So absolutely, this is a big deal, and that's why we had to jump on here. And I just want to thank you for writing that book, The Rungs of Disclosure, which is available everywhere on Amazon. I'll put a link in the description of this video in just a moment. Once it gets up, it'll be up there. But go check it out and make sure that you are prepared for the coming great deception. So, LA, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks, John. Really appreciate it. Say hi to the gang of charisma, and I'll see you all next week. Looking forward to that.